Our Roswell, BC episode will be starting in just a moment. But first, listen to this trailer for Winnebago Warrior, The Tale of John Wainaby. Two of our voice actors, Austin Beach and Scott Phillips, produce this hilarious audio drama. We'll be back after this.
Howdy, folks. Pull up an ear whilst I spin you a tale. This is a tale fraught with peril and danger, redemption and renewal. A tale of a man determined to find the old west that he remembered from the silver screen of his youth. A man who wanted nothing more than to live the life of a lone wanderer, a drifter, a cowboy in an RV. As John's adventure begins, he meets the McCoy family. Ex McCoy?
Careful about that deal bearing now, John. He ain't all that's advertised. He's actually low, low quality in a brand name suit.
Lizzie McCoy.
Thank you, John. That was very kind of you to say so, as I bat my eyelashes suggestively.
And their son Hatchet McCoy.
Screw that, Paul! I wish to bear witness to the wrath that is your killing rifle, and the majesty that is your righteous fury.
And, of course, the man himself, John Wainaby.
Well, mister, you're about to find out what happens when a man is pushed past his normal threshold of patience.
John, order for John. Your hazelnut mocha latte and your gluten-free banana nut muffin is ready.
Oh.
You have a nice day, hon.
And he decides to help the McCoys in their land dispute with Sam the Deal Baron Wellington.
You hear me, McCoys? I'm speaking to the barista, but at a volume that's sufficient for y'all to hear me as well. I'm bringing in a professional.
That no good low-down deal, Baron. He done slashed the tires on my tractor so I can't harvest.
Do you know what's become of my pigs without mud to waller in? They stay clean. Now they think they're better than everyone else. They're elitist pigs.
Howdy, McCoy. Miss McCoy, y'all supposed to be gone yesterday.
Let me give them what for, boss.
Shut up, Dirty Steve.
Time to pay the piper.
So come join me by the fire for some tales, maybe a song or two, in Winnebago Warrior, the tale of John Wainaby.
Now, our crew of crazy characters finally get to leave the Old West, but not before one more wild scene. This is episode 3 of the second season of an intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell, B.C. Before the Crash.
Tolop's remote got us back to our ship, but it took a while to get there. We still didn't know what was happening with Orb, but we knew we had to find a way to pinpoint his location a lot better than we did the first time.
So while we were on our way back to the ship and Orb was on his way back to his, little did we know that Orb's ship was in exactly the same spot as ours,
only 3 years later. And that spot was about to become a target, because we were not the only ones looking for Orb. In fact, the list was growing longer by the minute. And at the top of that list?
Boss?
What? Don't tell me you lost the tracker.
No, boss, I didn't lose nothing. In fact, it's getting louder, so that means we're getting pretty close.
Good. Maybe you actually did something right this time, Grud. But I'm not going to believe it until I see that ship.
Boss?
Yeah?
Have you ever been to this planet before?
That's a stupid question. Why would I want to come to this place? Looks pretty backwards to me.
That's what I'm thinking too. And it looks more and more backwards the farther in the past we go. I hope this guy's not going to take us back too far.
There ain't a too far when it comes to that package, so stop worrying.
All right, boss, but I sure don't know about this place.
I told you, stop worrying, didn't I?
You sure did, boss. You hear that, boss? I think we're here.
Then land this thing. We got business to attend to.
All right, here we go. You ready, boss?
More than ready.
I told you there was something weird about this place, didn't I?
Rod.
Sorry, boss. Wait, look over there.
That's it. Looks like he tried to hide it, but that's his ship. Oh, good work, Grud. Let's get to that package.
Sure thing, boss.
So Orb wasn't the first one to make it to his ship. In fact, he wasn't even the second. Eddie's henchman, Dar, had already picked up Rafe and Radir.
And I mean literally picked up Rafe and Radir, and had used his most advanced Metsi's tracking system to find Orb's ship.
When they landed, it started an amazing series of events.
All right. I demand that you stop manhandling us. Yes, I know you were sent by the leader of the Metsi's to rescue us.
He had to rescue you. I wasn't tied up in a back room. He kidnapped me and destroyed a bar in the process.
Whatever, I don't care who sent him. He obviously doesn't know who I am.
Oh, I know. The leader has been watching you. I'm here to help.
Well, you can tell your leader I don't appreciate the one he sent to help me.
She. The one she sent.
She? I see. Then perhaps I might have an audience with her.
You think far too highly of yourself. You have been tested and you failed.
And that's not the first time he's failed. Ask my mother. And me.
Is that his ship?
Yes, and I think I see someone moving inside.
This was easier than I thought.
Well, Grud, do you see the package anywhere?
Not yet, boss.
Did you look under the seat?
Not yet.
Well, why not?
Come out, son of Lieber!
Boss?
I heard. I'm not deaf. Now, who in the...
I don't know, but he sounds big. Did you bring a gun?
No, I thought you did. Didn't I always tell you to have a gun with you? Didn't I?
You sure did, boss. And I'll tell you how sorry I am right after we get away from this guy. Do you see how big he is?
Oh, no. He's standing right between us and our ship.
What are we gonna do, boss?
Well, we're not leaving here without that package. You keep looking for it, and I'll try to stall this fella.
Good luck.
I think you've got the wrong ship. There's no son of Lieber here.
It's the right ship. Come out.
Well, maybe it's the right ship, but this son of Lieber isn't here. We've been looking for him, too.
Why?
He has something that belongs to us.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. Grud, how's it going in there?
I don't see it, boss. He must have hidden it.
Come out and show me what you've found. I know what the son of Lieber looks like. If you're not him, I might let you leave.
Did you hear that, boss? He said he might let us leave. What are we gonna do?
We're gonna find that package. Keep looking. It's gotta be here.
I'm going to count to 10. If you're not out by the time I get to 10, I'm coming in. And believe me, you don't want me to come in. 1, 2, 3.
Hurry, Grud.
4, 5, 6.
It has to be here.
7.
Oh, there's the ship. Finally, my luck is starting to change. The tracker got me here without one wrong turn. Wait a minute. The door to the ship is open. Who?
Well, there you are, son of Lieber.
Oh, no. I think I did take a wrong turn after all. You have a good day now.
You're not going anywhere.
Did you just...
You should see what he did to a bar full of bikers.
Redeer? What are you doing here?
I didn't have a choice, and it doesn't look like you will either.
No, you don't. You're coming with us.
The Metzies, right? And Rafe, I should have known. So my mother sent you after me.
Only he didn't get the job done. So this is his replacement.
Our leader gave Rafe and your mother a chance to prove themselves, and they failed.
We need more time.
After what you did to my father, I'm happy to see you get what you deserve.
Your father is a weak man.
No, he's a good man.
You can come out now. You're free to go.
Who's in my ship?
Where's the package?
You. How did you follow me here?
Did you think you're the only one with the T-squid?
Out!
Please! He took something that belongs to us, and we're trying to find it.
Yeah, where did he hide it? I've looked everywhere.
I can show them where it is if you want.
Go to the door and tell them where it is. Stay where I can see you.
All right.
You have a secret compartment somewhere?
Did you look under the seat?
I told you to look under the seat, didn't I? Didn't I?
You sure did, boss. Ah, there it is.
You think you can steal my horse again and get away with it?
Now what?
Oh, boy. Is he never gonna give up?
Who are you, little man?
My name is Pete. Now get out of my way.
No one talks to Dar like that.
Do you see that? He just picked up the horse with the rider still on it.
You don't scare me. Put me down.
Get inside.
What?
Let's take off while he's distracted.
But he's gonna let us go as soon as we got the package.
Too late now. Hold on. This thing can take off fast.
Boss?
What?
You were right. The package was under the seat.
And we're off!
You can't run from me, son of Lever!
Ha! Watch me!
So Orb and his two new friends quickly left the planet. Or perhaps I should say they left the time period.
I can't imagine what was going through Orb's head at that moment. What had begun as an attempt to simply get out from under the control of his mother and the Metzies had become a dangerous game of cat and mouse, with Orb as the mouse being chased by multiple cats, two of which were now in the ship with him.
The only thing Orb could think to do was to activate the T-squared once more. And this time, he and his not-so-happy passengers headed back toward the present. Dar and his two also-not-so-happy passengers had taken off right after Orb, and that's when we arrived.
Wow! The T-squared took us through time without having to leave our location. It says Orb's ship is here. Wait, now it says his ship was here.
You mean he left? Are you sure?
As sure as I can be with this new equipment.
Well, I guess we should at least get out and check.
Right behind you.
I hope you're wrong, Tolip. I used to be just worried about where Orb was going. Now I'm afraid something has happened to him.
Don't go jumping to conclusions. There may be some clues out here.
Hello?
Where's that voice coming from?
Up here. In this tree.
Someone hung that poor man by his feet at the top of that tree.
Oh, they sure did. They sure did.
It's not funny, Tolip. Let's get him down.
Well, how? I mean, whoever hung him there is a lot taller than I am. And... All right. I'll say it for you. Everyone's a lot taller than I am.
And Tolip's right. We wouldn't even be able to climb up there.
Please? You gotta help me.
All right. I've got an idea. But before we get you down, we have a few questions.
Then hurry up! All the blood's rushing to my head.
Did you happen to see another spaceship, a wagon like this one?
Yeah, I saw three.
Three?
You're gonna think I'm drunk, but I promise I'm not. I feel like I'm drunk, hanging upside down and all.
Go ahead. Tell us what you saw and we'll get you down.
Well, I was chasing this fella who thought he was Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid?
Or maybe it was just that I thought he was Billy the Kid. I'm not sure. Anyway, he led me here. When I got here, there were three wagons, or whatever they were, and one great big fella who picked up my horse with me on top. I tried to shoot him, but the bullets just bounced off of him. I told you, you're gonna think I'm drunk.
What happened after that?
Well, one of the wagons flew away. I can't believe I'm saying this. It flew away. So the big fella put my horse down and hung me up in this tree. Then he and a couple guys got in the second wagon and flew away. Kinda like they were chasing the first one.
But you said there were three?
Yep. Look on the other side of that hill. I think one of them got left behind. Now will you get me down?
All right. We'll keep our end of the bargain. Watch this, Tolip.
Ryan, what are you going to do?
Don't worry. I think I see what he's up to.
No! You shot the branch!
Whoa! What? How did you...
Ryan is the best shot I've ever seen. And he knew just where to shoot that branch so that it fell to the ground without breaking. Here, let me get you untied.
That was impressive.
I thought so.
Ryan, what are we going to do with the other wagon?
We don't have time to do anything with it. I guess we'll just have to leave it here with our friend. It might just jumpstart this planet's technology. Right now, we need to head out.
Do you think Orb is headed back to the present?
That would be my guess. But the T-squared system should tell us for sure.
Well, I certainly hope he doesn't make any more unscheduled stops. We need to get back to this planet's present.
Why the rush? Meeting someone?
What are you talking about?
Well, what's the matter? Doesn't your fancy intergalactic communication device work through time?
Whoa! You two were like this before we landed. If I'm still missing something, please fill me in.
It's nothing, Ryan. I told you. Tolip is imagining things. Plus, if we're going to catch Orb, we need to leave now.
You're right. But this isn't over.
It sure isn't. It sure isn't. All right. I got this guy untied.
Good. Thank you for the information. We need to get into our wagon and fly away like the others. You can have the wagon that's left.
Thank you. I think... Nobody's gonna ever believe this.
So we finally left that time period and we're back on Orb's trail, right behind Eddie's goon, who had found out just how difficult it was to hold on to Orb after he caught him.
Looking back now, I have to confess an admiration for Orb's ability to slip out of tough situations. My feminine side was slipping in just enough to allow my ego to not have to always be the one with the plan. It was Orb who had found a way to keep this crazy case going when it looked like it was over.
Dar had to admit to Eddie that Orb had escaped, which did not go very well.
You're telling me that you had him in your grasp and he got away? How could that happen? You are four times his size and the strongest person I've ever met.
That's right. But he...
But he? But he? But he? There should be no but he's. You should be on your way back to Derelta with Orb.
We are on his tail right now.
We? Oh, So you succeeded in finding Wraith and Radir. At least you did one thing right.
And I'll be happy to take the lead on this mission if you need me to.
Wraith, you are even more of a disappointment to me than Dar. Why I put you and Timbus in charge of Derelta, I'll never know.
If we could just meet, perhaps I could...
We have met.
What?
Mr. Wraith, it's nice to meet you. I'm Eddie.
That was you?
And you had no idea. You are clueless.
The secretary?
Like I said, clueless. Now, Dar, you have one more chance to handle this on your own. If you don't get it done this time, I'll have to come and do it myself.
Yes, ma'am. I won't let you down.
I certainly hope not. Just get it done.
So Dar was trying his best to tail Orb, and we weren't too far behind. And none of us knew we were about to land in another important time in this planet's history.
Flying into the unknown was beginning to be a habit. I had not had a case which took me through time before, and this one was starting to unnerve me. As much as I wanted to appear to really know where we were going, I just couldn't.
We had to wait for Orb to make another time stop. But wherever we were going there fast.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With a few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Exit and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolip, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Robin Haynes as Orb, Scott Phillips as Boss, Austin Beach as Grud, Josh Hartwell as Pete, Curtis Michaels as Rafe and Radir, and Boyd Barrett as Dar. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The harmonica in this episode is played by Chip Sellerold. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. We thank our patron on Patreon, Scott Phillips of Audio Oblivious Productions. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please, please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.